This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Do you find yourself flipping through your music options, looking for that magic blend of songs that reflects the pain of this time, but that also heals? We think we found your fix.
Can we be lovers now? Let go of the past that hunts us down. Can we finally be found? In each other's arms above the ground. Can we forget the skin we're in?
Michael Trotter and Tanya Blunt Trotter are a married couple from Michigan who record and perform as The War and Treaty. Their latest record, Heartstown, doubles down on their ravishing duets and their broad musical taste. Some of the songs soar like Stax Records, and others frisk and sway with the grace of Cole Porter. The War and Treaty was formed when Michael and Tanya were living in Albion, Michigan. They've since relocated to Nashville, and that's where they were when we checked in with them late last year. Michael, Tanya, welcome to Stateside. It's great to hear your voices.
So good to be here. Thank you.
You know, the record opens up with this song, which just taps an artery of romantic despair and channels it into this incredible soaring anthem. But I have to say, when I heard it, my first thought, as a person who has been married a while, as you two are, I thought, this is a grown love song.
Oh, hell yeah.
So true.
Why doesn't anybody write about couples who were in their second or third decade together?
I don't know. I think, you know, like everything, everyone just wants something new all the time. And, you know, the beautiful thing about being in something for 2 and 3 decades or a decade itself is that you're always finding something new in that person. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Would you say that that is a thread that runs through the songs on this album? You know, just being at a certain place in life.
I would definitely say so. And Ty and I, we definitely try to write from an honest place. And, well, we don't try, we do. So Heartstown was written and composed during a moment where we were just straight up reflecting, self-reflecting on ourselves and on our relationship and on our world. And that's what you have.
Right. Could you remind us the story of how you two met?
Ah, yes. Let's go ahead and argue, Tanya. Are you ready? Because here comes the argument right about now.
Well, let me start my side, and then he's going to tell his side, and then there is the truth. But we met at a love festival in Maryland, Laurel, Maryland, to be exact, and Michael was performing. I saw him on that stage performing with a friend of his. And it was amazing. And I just had to know who he was. So I darted across the field. If anyone knows me, they know I like to wear heels. They weren't red that day. But I loved, you know, that music that he was performing. And I met him. And right away, I purchased, I think he had like these bootleg CDs. And I purchased like 6 of them. And I was giving them to everybody that I could on the field. And we exchanged numbers. And that was it. He came over to my house. He had never done any writing for anyone before, but I asked him if he could write for my brother and I, who would, at the time we were working on our duet project. And Michael came back maybe the next day, and this was 2 weeks after his meeting, and he had the entire album complete. And I was like, this is strange. And these weren't like, you know, fluffy songs. These were magical songs. And so as time went on, maybe another 2 weeks, my brother couldn't make rehearsal, and Michael started to add reference vocals to those songs. And a friend of ours heard us singing together. And that was it. That was the magic.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if a woman will run in heels for you, you need to go for that and hold on to it. That's important.
Tell us how you lost my number now.
Nope, we can move on.
Oh, no, you did not.
All lies. All lies.
You mentioned, you know, you said that this entire record was written, you know, that the exterior of this would suggest a relationship that is solid if going through questions, but you said that there was definitely a reflective period that came with the writing of this. Could you say more about that?
Well, just again, we just really want to make sure that we are honest in our art form and making sure that we're telling the correct story, the story that we want to tell. And for me and Tanya, it was definitely a moment of just figuring out what we want to lead with. You know, do we want to go this way or do we want to go that way with it or whatever it was? And as we continue to try to process what we were going through as a couple living in this country, one of the things that we decided to do was just be completely honest with how we felt. And that's just, you know, what you have and what you're hearing is where the road to honesty has led us. And there's more. And I'm excited about the more part. But I'm also excited about that we got this out.
So you're from Albion, but you guys are living in Nashville now. Can you fill us in on what this year has been like and just sort of what the immediate environment has had for you?
To some, it's been scary, but this year has been so eye-opening for us and so reflective, and we were able to find the gaps in how we see things, because you're on the road a lot and you get burnt out and you get tired and you complain and you don't want to go home. I want to be in my own bed and I want to drive my own car and blase, blase, and failing to realize that this life you live is a privilege and it can be here today and gone the next. And I wish we were opening on the road. I wish we were doing headline shows on the road. I miss people. I miss watching them respond. And I miss responding to them and sharing art and creating love. And this year has taught us to never, ever take it for granted. Don't ever think that it will just always be this way and the trajectory is just up, 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 up. Because something can happen. Anything can happen to where we're all on the same playing field now. We're all sitting at home wondering what's going to happen next. And I feel that in the Trotter household and in Michael and Tanya's life, one of the things that we have bunkered down and done is just examine ourselves and really be grateful and thankful that we've been able to stay afloat.
I wanted to ask about one of the songs on the record called Five More Minutes.
Leaving so soon is like we just arrived. Did I play the right tune for your pleasure tonight? Stay with me, don't leave just yet.
Tanya, will you tell us the story that led to the writing of this?
Well, we were in Albion, Michigan, and for those that don't know about the Warren Treaty, we are a family that together we are thriving through the ups and downs of PTSD. Michael is a 2-time Iraq war veteran, combat veteran, and we as a family have navigated the ups and downs of that.
Have you tasted the wine, smoked a little wisdom in the rain?
And this particular day when we were in Albion, it wasn't a good day for him. And I kind of knew it. He'd been going in and out of just depression, you know, and I could see it heading towards a more severe path. And he had made up in his mind without me knowing, without him giving any clues or saying anything, that this day was the day that he was going to try to die by suicide. And I knew that. So I called his therapist and I talked, and she said, call the police department. And I did, the Albion Police Department. And while I was waiting for them to get there, I went to talk to Michael, and I, you know, got down in a posture right in his face and on my knees. And I asked him, I said, you know, I just need you to give me 5 more minutes. And then the police had arrived there and they backed me with what I was asking him to do at that moment. And he had made up in his mind, Michael did at that moment, that he was going to not just give me 5 more minutes, but he was going to give himself 5 more minutes. And he did not go through with the act. So that is where that song derived from our experience and Michael's triumph through that moment.
I cannot believe that you two were able to turn such a truly hellish situation into such a hopeful and positive song. It's really beautiful.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting because, you know, the time that we're all going through right now, I think that in putting that song out without us even knowing that this time would come, that's kind of the way we live our life. You know, it's our daily, I would say mantra. That's a famous word everybody's using now, is to keep hope alive. You know, that in every situation, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And as long as you have someone kind of going through it with you and understanding and showing some empathy with you in that, then I think hope is always possible.
Michael, was there a conversation about what the treatment was going to be on that song?
No. We just went full speed ahead, and we wanted it to be happy. We wanted to reflect the aftermath and not the current situation.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Tanya Blunt Trotter and her husband, Michael Trotter. Their band is The War and Treaty. Your voices are so beautiful and powerful together. I, you know, there's some couples, it's not quite the same as sibling harmony, but there's some couples who, when they sing together, it's just electrifying. Could you talk a little bit about your collaborative writing process?
I wish that it was a collaborative process, but, you know, I sent him a text message this morning because Michael is a genius. I mean, to be able to watch him work, sometimes I get stuck in the moment and I'm like, I guess I can add the word the to make, you know, it's so amazing because he hears everything at the same time. You know, he'll come to me with the song and he'll say, okay, here's the melody. Here's what the piano's going to do, the drums, the horns, the strings and organ. And then now that we have the studio in the house, he'll go and make a reference of it. And I'm like, okay, so there's really nothing for me to do. But we'll go through the song to make sure I understand the lyrics. If I want to change a lyric here or there to make it, you know, fit more or whatever, we'll the compromise on that. But I mean, I've always said this, when you're in the presence of a teacher, your responsibility is to learn and to be a student in that. And there are just so many moments in The War and Treaty where I really am the student, regardless of the career I had before The War and Treaty. It's always a learning curve and it's always a challenge to hear these songs. So I would definitely give all the credit of the creative side of what we do to Michael and his 6-7 song a day process. He writes so many songs. It's just amazing to be a part of this journey with him.
Michael, is that really the volume you work on?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, has it always come like that to you in such a flood?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I leave myself open to the voice of God, and God is always speaking, whether it's through nature, whether it's through the solar system, or whether it's through humanity and vegetation. He's always there, and I'm always listening. I'm ready.
Is there something about working at that pace that you think opens you up to hearing what you need to hear?
I realize that it's at that pace to others, and to me it feels like years.
Ah.
I'm so engulfed in the moment. Everything slows down. Time's suspended, and I'm with what is, what can be, and what will be of this material. That's where I'm at.
Mm. There is a song on the record called Beautiful that includes a cameo by Oh, by the way, one of the most famous men in music right now, Jason Isbell.
When I looked you in your face, from your eyes fell a tear. Then you went away, left us standing there.
What does Nashville offer you in terms of musical community and people who you can connect with and sometimes collaborate with?
It has, I would say, since we've been in the pandemic, we've done something that we have not done since we were on the road a lot. We're doing a lot of writing collaborations. We did one last week with Lucy Silvas, a couple of really well-known producers with our publishing company this week. And it's just been amazing, to be able to experience and exchange energy with some of the most incredible artists and producers in this town. And to realize that even if we're unable to meet with them at their homes, we are able to Zoom and we are able to do FaceTime. So it's taught us that regardless of where we are, and we can be in Kansas City, this pandemic has opened the eyes of so many of us to realize that we can do this all day. Thank goodness for Zoom and FaceTime. So we don't really necessarily have to be in Nashville to make that happen.
Right. To that end, there's so many insanely talented musicians. Nashville's full of them, some of them session people who just never quite made it into the spotlight. How do you think you two were able to find your audience?
I think we're still finding them. Just being honest and true to who we are, people are starting to understand that this is it, that this is real. And it's hard to make music today. Because so many people, they feel like they're looking for something new. And sometimes the answer is not in something new. Sometimes the answer is in what was. And just seeing a different interpretation. Not new, but different. So we're really, just really honing in on our people. And even our peers, like Punch Brothers, Chris Thiele and Aoife Donovan and listening to like Sierra Hole or Sarah Jarosz or something like that. It's just really just expanding yourself and realizing that it's an audience of one.
Mm.
And if you love music, then you'll love it all,
Thank you two so very much. I mean, the record is just, it's medicine right now, and we appreciate your time in talking to us about it.
Thank you as well.
Thank you so much.
Jubilee, Jubilee.
Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Jubilee, Jubilee.